Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington welcomes Clayton English November 10th through the 12th. Then catch Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols November 17th through the 20th. And don't miss Lee Cruz November 25th and 26th. Comedy Off-Broadway opened in downtown Lexington in 1987. And they're still bringing the best in stand-up comedy to the area 35 years later. For tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com.
Comedy Off-Broadway.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Thursday, November the 17th. I am Matt Jones here on another dreary, cloudy day in Lexington, Kentucky. At least it's not raining this time. It's cold, but at least we're not going to get the thunder snow. Yeah, did you hear about the thunder snow?
At least we're not in Buffalo, yeah.
Clark's Puppet Shop phone line, 502-571-1080. A-Vision Auto Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. In this edition, sponsored by the T.J. Smith Law Office. You call T.J., he'll make them pay. He's a personal injury lawyer. The thunder snow. They're saying it could snow 3 to 6 feet in 24 hours in Buffalo. That's 3 to 6 feet. If it's at the top of that, it will be one of the four biggest snowstorms in American history in 24 hours.
I just heard a news story coming in. They're worried about people's roofs collapsing on their house with all the weight of the snow that's coming. It's going to be on top of their house.
Isn't that crazy, Shannon? It's thunder snow.
Thunder snow. I kind of want some thunder snow. I want to see
this. We drove through some thunder snow that one time, lake effect snow.
Okay, but again, that snow, remember how bad that snow
was?
Yes. Yeah. It was 14 inches they got.
And this guy, they're going to have 4 feet.
This could be four. I mean, this could be like
taller than you, Ryan. Six feet.
Yeah, okay. It would be taller than him. He'd get lost, Shannon. What would he do?
We wouldn't be able to find him. We'd have to dig him out.
And then they might play football.
The Bills have a home game this
weekend? Bills play the Browns on Sunday, and it's Saturday night when the snow is. It's supposed to be Saturday night.
How are they going to play?
I think they're talking about moving it to a different city.
I think they should have to play.
Yeah,
did you see any of that game last night in the snow?
Central Michigan.
Western Michigan, whatever. That was fun.
It was fun.
Like, I love a snow game, Shannon, don't you?
That's what football's all about, right? Playing out of the element.
I love the snow games, and everybody's running around. When I played Madden back in the day, I always loved putting on the snow. Don't you want a snow a 6 feet snow game? I would love it.
Well, you know, a foot of snow compared to 6 feet of snow, it might be hard to play football.
But I want to see it.
If we got 6 feet of snow in Kentucky, we would not leave our house for like 2 months.
Oh, no doubt.
It would be a long time.
Because if we get a dusting, they shut down the roads. So I can't imagine what we would do with that.
Had over history like 6, 8, 10 inches, it's just down for a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So imagine 6 feet of snow.
I can't even comprehend it.
Jim Cantore said he doesn't see a scenario where they don't get at least 3.5 feet.
That's unbelievable to comprehend that. And that's like probably the Buffalo people like, we'll be all right.
The woman that has become my favorite person we have on the NFL show, her name's Kimberly Martin. We book her now every week so she and I can make fun of Myron's shoes because Myron tried to be a sneakerhead. The first thing he did was buy a pair of Steph Curry's.
Oh, nice.
No.
Steph
Curry's
wrong?
Great, but no, you don't.
I haven't seen his shoes.
I mean, they're not. I mean, they're, look, buy what you like.
Yeah.
But it was just very Myron that the first thing he would do would be buy a pair of Steph Curry's. But anyway, she was mocking him. Well, she's assigned to that game.
Oh my goodness!
And she's like she's going no matter what, and she's like praying that they don't go to Buffalo because she said she's never been around that level of.
You got to think about that. The people that have to work at the stadium to be able for a game to happen may not be able to get out of their driveway, let alone get to the game.
I can't wait. They should have to play, Shannon.
I'm with you, man. Absolutely. Yeah, we can't move it.
That day, you drove through that snow in upstate New York. I'll never forget it. We passed this exit, and you guys, man, I can't drive in this. I need to pull over. Where's the next exit? We looked it up. 21 miles. You drove like 21 miles in that stuff.
The problem was it was because we were in that van. If we had just been in a normal car, but the van, because of how high it sits, you could just feel the wind. Like the wind would just push it.
Uh-huh.
And that was what was scary me if we were in my car, I still wouldn't have liked it. But it was being in that tall van. Because remember, it was a really tall, old van. Uh-huh. Like it wasn't, I don't think it had state-of-the-art brakes, Shannon, you know. And
but if this snow is supposed to be even worse than that,
well, you couldn't drive it. You couldn't drive in. I mean, well, you remember when we drove through that wind in Colorado and they closed the roads?
Yes, that's right.
And that was crazy,
too. That was crazy.
That was crazy. I've driven through. I had to pull over in Iowa once with Chris Tomlin and Drew Franklin. We had to we were on a basketball tour and left northern Iowa and tried to drive through Iowa, and we had to stop. We had stopped at like a rest area and stayed for like 5 hours because we couldn't – not a rest area, but like a truck stop.
Because of the snow?
Because you just couldn't – you could not go, and it was night in that time. I will say, though, the worst I've ever seen traffic, Shannon, was it last year when that snow squall hit Louisville on rush hour? Do you remember that?
Yes, yeah. That shut everything down.
It wasn't even that bad of snow, but the city just fell apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Collectively, it fell. I've never seen anything like it. It fell apart. The whole place, it was like chaos had rained because like snow hit at one particular time.
Well, I guess since they've got enough notice this is coming, do you think they call in snow trucks?
I would assume so.
Syracuse,
another one, Dallas, when we were down there for the basketball game. You remember that?
Yeah.
They had no ability
to clear the road.
It was the ice storm, right? Because I wasn't there for that.
It was an ice storm when Kentucky played Baylor. And Drew and I had to drive for part of that, and there was no – I mean – downtown, that not a person,
uh-huh.
Not a person in the whole city out. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, we gotta pray for those people. I mean, it's gonna be very dangerous for the people living there. They're gonna have to.
I'm praying for them, but they should have to play football.
Yeah, they should
play football.
And we've got our trip coming up. I don't know if you realize in just 3 weeks. So I mean,
oh, I know.
We could.
It's not that long ago.
We could
well,
be
it'll be
driving
gone
through
by
some
then.
Weather.
It'll be gone. By
I'm sure there'll be more
then.
Coming
it'll
back.
Be totally fine. 502-571-1080. Kentucky plays basketball tonight. 39.5-point favorite against South Carolina State. 39.5.
Man, that's a lot of points.
Give me
man.
The points.
It makes you start to scratch your head. Should I take South Carolina State and the points?
Well, should you?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they could easily win, but I don't think, you know, Cal at least get Brendan Canada in a little early, give him a couple minutes. Could be a big Brendan Canada night.
Well, plus you have to get on a plane and go to Gonzaga. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, you're playing 3 games in 6 days. So, I mean, you do, I think, have to think about that when you're figuring out what you're going to do tonight. I mean,
save your legs a little bit.
They beat those Bahamas teams by, what, 40 points. Are you telling me these teams that are coming in or this team that's coming in tonight is going to be on the same level as the Bahamas team that we played? I don't know.
You think they're better or worse?
I think they'd be better because, I mean, we saw those Bahamas teams. They look like middle
schoolers.
One of
those Bahamas teams, though, was a pro team.
Yeah.
They were. I would be honest, though. I bet that Bahamas team could play or beat this South Carolina State team.
Yeah.
So which gets me to a point about the Bahamas. We looked good in the Bahamas.
Yeah, they did.
And why don't we play that style?
They looked good in the Bahamas and hadn't played together much. Now they've played together since the Bahamas and Cal saying, well, we haven't played together much.
Yeah. So where do you think the fan base is right now? Like, I sort of took a view that I was going to, over the course of, when we have really bad losses, just kind of log off social media. I mean, like, say my thoughts but not read others because people just get so angry and frustrated. Where do you think the fan base is right now?
I think they're a little butthurt, and I think I do. I think
is that a scientific term?
It is. Or, okay. Yeah, they're butt hurt because we had such high expectations for football. We've kind of fell on our face here lately. And then here, okay, basketball, man. We got high expectations for basketball, and right out of the gate, fall on our face again. So I think overall the fan base is a little, for lack of a better word, butt hurt.
It is. I do genuinely believe, though, it has very little to do with the fact that we lost that game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think...
That happens sometimes.
You lose games in November.
Yes.
Right? Like that. I think it's how we lost.
I totally agree.
I think it's how we lost, and it's sort of the everything that people feel frustrated by happened in some ways. And I was thinking about this last night. Had you drawn a script up for how you wouldn't want that game to go if you're Calipari, it's exactly how it went. It would have been better to lose by 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for it to be close.
Double overtime.
Us to basically lead the whole game.
Yeah.
Give it away at the end because the offense is stagnant. Have breakdowns on out-of-bounds plays. To miss free throws. To have weird substitution, Pat. Like, everything that could have gone wrong for how people have perceived this team in the last 2 years, it happened. Every single thing.
And I think you're right what you said yesterday. It was the St. Peter's game all over again, and it's the same complaints we've had for years about Cal's basketball team all came at the same time against Michigan State.
It did. It was all of our worst fears came to reality.
When our expectations were so high, this team looked so good, we're going to be awesome this year.
And I saw a tweet. I did see, because people kept sending it to me, I think wanting me to start a war with the person, and I wasn't going to do that. But I saw a tweet of somebody who basically, as usual, Shannon, we lose, it's Matt Jones's fault.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this was more like Matt's, of course, making Sevier Wheeler to be the enemy and blah, blah, blah. And in the tweet, I said, Sevier Wheeler played very well for most of the game.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Because he did. Yep. I thought for 37 minutes he played great.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be your primary ball handler at the end of games. He just can't. Now, I'm not saying he can't be in, but he can't be the primary ball handler. He can be in and guard the point guard, and you let Case and Cook. I still don't know that that's a smart move, but you can do that. But he can't be the guy that's the primary ball handler. And, again, I think when he missed that layup, which is no fault of his. Well, I mean, it's a fault he missed it. But, like, he made a great move to be open.
Yeah.
But when he missed that layup, it was, again, symbolic of this can't be what we do. Because he is open, a wide-open layup, and he just can't finish. Like, that can't be our offense at the end of the game.
I agree with you. I mean, he can't be a guy that has 16 shots. You know, we got other shooters.
He can't take more threes. He can't take more shots than Reeves and Frederick combined.
I totally agree with that, yes. Be the point guard that we know you can be. He is a fantastic, I think, point guard. Just if you're dependent on him in late game situations to make the bucket for you, you're making a mistake.
And I think in the second overtime, we just collapsed as a unit. I mean, I can't imagine a guy as smart as John Calipari thought feeding the post with Lance Ware straight plays was the way to win that game.
No.
He can't have thought that. And Reeves never got off the bench during that period.
Inexcusable in my mind that you got him out there, a playmaker, a scorer. He's just a scorer, dude. He may not play the best defense. He may not be a great rebounder, but the dude can score.
But even with, I mean, there were two plays back-to-back. One when we were up one, when we were tied, and then the next one we were down two because they came and scored. Where, if you go back and look, Frederick and Wallace are off the ball on the other side, and it's a one-on-one situation with Sevier at the three-point line feeding Lance Ware in the post. I don't say this to be disrespectful. I'm not sure there could be two worse players to do that with.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could literally think of any twosome you'd rather do that with than that twosome. Even if you flipped it and had Wallace and or Frederick do it, you could say give it to Lance if they double kick out three. In this case, if they double kick out, Sevier is not a shooter. And Lance Ware is not a guy who's going to take his dude to the rack.
I agree. Maybe you want Lance on the defensive end if you can sub in and out,
maybe.
But you don't want him down on the offensive end.
Or you put – okay. Or you say, I need Sevier or Lance, but you can't have them both.
Yeah.
You can't put them both in because then you got two guys who can't score it.
Yeah, especially like you talked about yesterday, the pick and pop with those two is the worst two guys to have it
so
with.
So, like, okay, I want to play Lance Ware. Well, then Sevier's out. All right, I'm going to play Sevier. Then I need to put Toppin or Collins at the center.
Yeah.
Or Livingston. But it is what it is. I mean, we've gone over it on and on. I will be interesting to see with the fan base tonight. I think there'll be a good crowd at the game. But, you know, we're going to talk for a minute about the Gonzaga thing because, you know, they just lost by 20.
Yes.
And that was I have a couple thoughts okay. about that game. But we'll take a break. 502-571-1080. We are here at the KS Bar and Grill. Come on out, have lunch. I'm with Ryan Lemon. He's all bulked up and ready to rock.
Worked out last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
really?
I did.
I could tell.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Since we know place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Thundersnow.
So explain what exactly is thundersnow.
I think it's like, you already have a huge snow. Then, like, the lake effect, where it just hangs there, uh-huh. and there's a lot of water that gets up in the, you know, the moisture.
The cumulus clouds. Effect.
Yeah, and it all comes down and then just...
I think there's actually
like
thunder,
Bill Mack,
though. I think
with that accurate description.
I think there's actually lightning
like,
and
like
thunder
It's
involved.
Like thunder. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like, that's what it is.
I gotcha. So the song plays when it's snowing.
Yeah. And I know, don't get me wrong, I'm not minimizing the fact that it's dangerous. I know it's dangerous. But it's also, like, you know, I kind of find things interesting that don't happen a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, when they say, like, you know, Shannon, they'll say, like, the moon is going to be triangle for once every...
Really? I haven't seen that one.
60 years.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you weren't around that day.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, like, when that happens, I want to go see the moon that day.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the moon be a triangle for a day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if it's going to be an insane snowstorm, I want everyone to be safe, but I also do want to see it because it's like you never see this. You know what I mean?
You want to see it, but you sure as heck don't want to live in it.
I don't want to live in it. But if I knew that I would have like food and water and the roof was strong, I'd like to. I think it'd be fun to be there,
just kind of camp out for a couple.
And to
weeks.
Just kind of be there and just like see what it's like.
It's like the solar eclipse when that happened. Everybody drove for hours and hours.
Yeah, we
and
all
waited
drove
in line
to this
for 6 hours.
Farm in Hopkinsville to watch the sun because we were like, oh, we weren't going to see this a lot.
Yeah, even though you could see it from anywhere.
Yeah, but we had to be in Hopkinsville.
I saw it from the radio station in Louisville just fine.
That was the only place you were allowed to see it was in Hopkinsville.
I guess I illegally looked at it then.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, that was you were looking at a fake version.
It's like the Truman Show.
It was better in Hopkinsville. You remember how much better it was what we saw than what he saw?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was
and
crazy.
I didn't sit in line for 6 hours in traffic or anything.
60 seconds of darkness we got right there.
Yeah. So anyway, I would if you promise me that I didn't like wasn't going to have the roof collapse. I would love to go see.
Yeah, that's something I guess I'd never thought of. All the way to that snow.
I hadn't thought of that either. Yeah, that does make it scary.
Yes.
That would be very scary if you did all that.
So what do you got to do? You got to get up on your roof and scrape it off with a snow shovel?
I don't think you do that. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think they advise during 4 feet of snow for you to get on your roof.
I'm just trying to think. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what you do. I mean... Leave?
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's what...
Sell your house and move to Lexington?
Just abandon Buffalo?
Snowstorm. I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, well, yeah. Either way, if everyone's safe, I want to see a football game.
You do.
Because yeah. I do think it would be very entertaining to watch people play in 6 feet.
Of course, of all weekends, the Bills have a home game with this snowstorm going through.
That's crazy, though. Like, every other weekend, they're going to have a home game.
Yeah, I mean, but it hits when snowstorm's coming through, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 502-571-1080. Did you watch the Texas-Gonzaga game?
I did not watch it. I saw the highlights and saw the score, and I'm a little confused how Gonzaga got blown out.
I don't think Gonzaga's very good. I mean, like, our evidence so far this year is they lost by 20 to Tennessee in a scrimmage.
Yeah.
And Tennessee has lost by 12 to Colorado, who lost to Grambling.
So Grambling is our Final Four favorite.
Grambling should be the national champion.
Yeah.
So they beat Michigan State by one on a boat.
Yeah.
And now they lost by 20 to Texas on the road. So, I mean, maybe they're just not very good. Now, that doesn't mean they won't beat us because we none of those games I just mentioned were on their home floor, and we're playing on their home floor.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I think Tennessee game was on a neutral place. You know, none of those games are on a home floor except we have to go to their home floor. I think for our purposes, it's the worst result they could have got. You know what I mean?
True.
I would rather have them have beaten Texas.
Yeah.
But now I think if we lose, it's even more frustrating because we're going to have gone into this stretch where we could have gone 2-0, where we would go 0-2, and the loss maybe to a Gonzaga team that's not as good as they usually are.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, this is the big high-profile game that most BBN's excited about, going to play Gonzaga at Gonzaga. You know, we're probably everybody, the bar will be full, people watching, everybody watching on TV. That's going to be bad if they trip up and can't pull that one off then.
Well, I mean, do you think they'll win?
I thought this was a loss all along. This is one of the games I thought was a loss.
I thought we were going to beat Michigan State by 8 or 10 and then lose this game.
Yeah.
And now, you know, for my thought about the year, if we beat Gonzaga, we're kind of right where we were. Would have thought we would have been anyway.
Yeah.
But if we lose, that's going to be frustrating.
It will be, yeah. There's no doubt. So, well, you know, we got this huge trap game tonight against South Carolina State right in between.
Well, this is going to be. Michigan I mean, like, State, this Gonzaga. Shouldn't even be. This is the worst team we play all year. I mean, this team's really, really bad. I mean, Duquesne beat them by 20.
Yeah.
So that should tell you kind of what we're talking. We should beat them. I saw the women's team at South Carolina State lost by 70 last night.
70?
To North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, we should win this easy. But I think all of our thoughts, I mean, this weekend coming up with Georgia and Gonzaga, that looked like it was going to be the best weekend ever.
Yes.
6 weeks ago, and yeah. Now it feels like there's a little sense of dread.
Yeah, you know, isn't it? You're right. 6 weeks ago, we were riding high in football and thinking, man, that game could be for the SEC East title. The Lexington will be hopping. It'll be so much fun. Now it's kind of we're limping into it, especially in basketball, limping in after the Michigan State game. This was supposed to be a big, huge weekend for BBN.
Well, it'll be a weekend.
It will be a
Who's weekend. Who's next, Shannon?
Skippy.
Skippy. How are you, Skippy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
My lovely wife and I and five of my family members are heading to London next week to go see the Cats play.
Oh, good.
And I was wanting to see if you have any thoughts of or anybody meeting anywhere or locations or that the Cats are getting together.
I don't know of a place. I would assume something will get organized, and if that happens, I'll let you know. I mean, I'm not going, so I won't be there. But if we hear something, we will certainly pass it on.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate it.
I would love to have gone. I think that'll be cool. I don't know what the environment's going to be like for the game, but I do think having a lot of Kentucky fans in London would have been exciting.
Yeah, well, before COVID, when they announced this was getting ready to come up, we were all talking about, hey, man, KSR in London, here we go.
Yes, we could have been Brits, you know, KSR, KS Brit.
I've never spent any time in London outside of just at the airport, so that's on my bucket list.
Have you ever been, where have you been in Europe?
I've been in Austria.
That's the one place you've gone is Austria?
Uh-huh.
It's really strange.
Yeah, well, my brother was there.
Okay. You're not really a European.
Right? No, I'm more of a Cancun.
We'll be right back.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
So so apparently, scientifically, Shannon, Thunder Snow does not mean this song plays white.
Oh, okay. Well, no. If I was there, I would play it.
I thought scientifically that's what happened, but yeah. Apparently it is a thunderstorm with snow.
Yes.
So there is thunder and lightning
right.
And snow.
Yeah.
I knew wow. That is kind of weird. Have lightning, thunder and lightning during a snowstorm like that.
But if I was there, I would go outside and play. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Great.
Yes, listen.
See, imagine the snow coming down.
In the middle of They should just pump this, like, you know, with the sirens, the emergency sirens. This should be the siren that thunder snow is coming, Sharon.
That would be awesome if it did.
Yeah, think about the whole town of Buffalo. Yes.
I hate the sound of that emergency siren.
Like that.
That was not a bad Brian Johnson.
You're welcome.
I always wondered, how did he not lose his voice after
every concert? I don't know how he didn't lose his voice. I can do that for 20 seconds and my voice hurts.
Yes, no doubt.
You know, like,
There's a comedian that can do Brian Johnson perfectly.
What, is it Jim Brewer?
Yes.
It's Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer is not funny to me, but like he does when he does that.
Yeah.
He does impersonations of rockers. Uh-huh. I do think he does a really good job with that.
You played a Howard Stern episode in one of our trips.
Where he does a lot of them. Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
That is very good. You're not going to believe this. You're going to think I'm making this up.
Okay.
502-571 today. Esquire magazine. You know, that's the magazine that's all about style.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's about style.
Of course.
Looking sharp. It says, the newest trend in fashion.
Oh, no.
Led by newly elected Senator John Fetterman.
No way.
Is hoodies and shorts.
Oh, my goodness.
People have said for a long time hoodies and shorts were the way to go. I've always been skeptical. It's cold enough for a hoodie, but then it's not cold enough for pants. It didn't make sense. It turns out I was wrong. Now, I've seen the light, and the hoodie-shorts combo is essential, and it's well overdue for a round of applause. All hail hoodies and shorts guy. Finally, Shannon, the world has learned what I've always known.
So forget about politicians wearing suits. All of them need to now wear hoodies and shorts.
Hoodies and shorts are now, and I was way ahead of this curve.
Way ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of the curve.
I can foresee you now being on the cover of Esquire magazine.
I think you throw in the visor, you've completed it. The entire outfit.
It's me.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I waited long enough, and the fashion came
Maybe
to me.
Maybe some SpongeBob now, shoes. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Hoodies and shorts are the way to go. I saw that, you know, that Fetterman, they're not going to allow him to wear hoodies and shorts in the Senate. You have to wear a tie.
Oh, it's mandatory.
That's a rule. You can't walk on the Senate floor without a tie.
Can he put a tie on the hoodie?
That would be great.
What if he would? A clip-on tie.
Clip-on tie on the hoodie.
If that's the only rule, must wear a tie.
Well, I think it probably is a coat as well, I think.
Well, give him a coat.
But I saw it. He was up there, and he had a suit on. He looks weird. I was like, man, get back to your hoodie.
Well, you know, Orlovsky sometimes wears a hoodie and a sport coat.
I think he's a little more fashionable than the Fetterman guy. He looks a little bit like Lurch. You know, a little bit.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. But I'm just glad that Esquire has finally recognized.
Fake news. Got to be fake news.
They have finally recognized what I've always known.
Way ahead of the fashion curve, Matt.
Way ahead of the fashion curve. One person writes, Matt, I watched the game last night. Why can't we have an atmosphere like Texas? Well, I mean, because we can't. I mean, that's the part of it is. So when I was in Austin, you know, a while back, I met the guy, he's friends with Josh Hopkins, who is the big funder of the new basketball arena.
Oh, really?
Is the new basketball arena open, or are they still in the old one?
Not sure.
I'm not sure, but he's building the new one. And he said to me, I only agreed to give the money if they would allow the students to sit in the best seats. Uh-huh. And so they agreed. And so the thing was designed to have a great atmosphere.
Okay.
That was his number one thing. Well, there you go. I mean, like, ours isn't designed like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you almost have to design it like that. Because once people are used to having the good seats by having the most money, they ain't going to give them up to the students.
Yeah.
And that's the problem we have here. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, the reason the atmosphere isn't great is because our students are not, I mean, they're behind one basket. That's not enough.
Yeah.
If our students surrounded the court the way they do at Duke, Michigan State, Texas, Arkansas, etc., you know, Auburn, we'd have the best atmosphere, but we don't, and that's why, and I don't think that will ever change. I mean, they can do things to make that atmosphere better. There are certainly things you could do, but the sort of, when you see these atmospheres like last night where it was electric, I just don't know that we'll ever have that because of how we're set up.
I think you're right. I mean, I think it was Larry Ivey, 20 years ago, developed the eruption zone. Just, we didn't even have our students behind one goal until like 20 years ago. I've always thought it was odd that the rest of our student fans are in that corner, kind of not even part of the action.
Well, the rest of our students are in the worst place they could be.
Yes.
You know, yes. That corner is like, that's dead man's corner. There's yeah. nothing over there. You're no. not, you're not even facing the floor
nope.
over there.
Nope. I mean, they got the band and what, you know, down on the floor, and they got the eruption zone. Well, like you said, why not do that on the other end of the court?
But it was interesting when I talked to him there, him saying, look, there's the snow game right now in Michigan yesterday. I mean, look how much fun that looks like. Like, that looks like so much fun. Anyway,
look, he can't even get going up very good in the snow.
He's announcing like he's in the snow too, but I you have to set it up almost with that in mind, or you're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, which means some high rolling season ticket holders would lose their seats.
Well, you'd probably have to build a new arena just like this guy did and said, "This is how it's going to be," and that's what it is. Who's up next?
Casey.
Casey, how are you, Casey?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Thursday. What's up? I just had a couple thoughts. Well, first, AC/DC just now, Thunderstruck was better than your Bone Thugs and Harmony and Lizzo. So good job.
I think they were all
No,
great.
I think Casey's right on this. Yeah, your AC/DC was pretty good.
I could do a good Bone Thug. Boom, 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 boom.
But your Lizzo was really the best.
Boom. What?
Your Lizzo was really the best of all
of
them.
I think it was, too. Yeah. But go ahead.
So I just want to call one thing. I'm not at all worried about basketball. Like, this team, JT told us over and over, Cal's got this, and it is November, and it was just a lucky thing. I think Michigan State's a lot better, and I think everybody is panicking.
Casey, respectfully, Michigan State is not better than us, and it wasn't lucky. I mean, lucky is when a dude that averages 8 a game goes for 31, right? Lucky is when they bank in a 3 at the buzzer to win. This was Fair. Us making, Casey, the exact same mistakes we made last year to end the season. We made them again.
Oh, for sure. You were spot on your post game. And I definitely, it's the first time I was going to get, I was the first time I've ever said out coach for Cal. I do love Cal. I'm not introducing myself now. But I do think, like, he was out coached at the end, and we have to fix that. But I think we will, because he has fixed. We have the shooters, we have the pieces.
But we had him last year too. And Casey, it's good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. We've got the players. It's all about how we use them. Now, do I think he can change? Of course he can. But I thought he'd change this year. Like, I did not think we were going to have Sahvir Wheeler with the ball at the end of the game. I did not think we were going to have a situation where our leading scorer is sitting on the bench and you're going, why is he not playing? I didn't think we were going to have a situation where we didn't run any plays for the guys that shoot the ball really well. I just didn't think we were going to do that stuff again, and then we did.
That's why there's a little truth when Casey said, you know, he got out coached a little bit because Cal didn't run the plays needed and Izzo did. Now, with that said, you're right about the talent level. Was there even one guy on Michigan State you think would even start on Kentucky's team?
Hauser might start, but, like, I still think at every position we were as good or better.
No doubt. I totally believe that. Better talent should win.
Can I ask you a question, Shannon? I'm looking on ESPN here. You know, my guy Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
Have you noticed they have a new thing he's doing?
No.
It's called Orloff's Keys to the Game.
Oh, we're stretching here. We're really reaching.
Wow.
Orlovsky's.
His name is Dan Orlovsky.
Uh-huh.
Orlov. So he's now has Orloff's Keys to the Game.
Well, is his nickname Orlov's? People call him Orlov's?
No,
that's not his full name.
His last name.
I understand what they're doing, but that's not it's saying Orlov's. His name's not Orlov's. It's Orlovsky.
Yeah, it is Orlovsky.
Orlov's. Keys.
So he is Orlov's key, and they're making the key plural. And maybe he could just make one, and this is Orlov's key to the game.
How about Orlovsky's keys? That's better.
That's not better. That's nothing. That's just
Orlovsky's skis.
No, it's now you're just saying the same thing. Olympics.
No, they're saying Orlov's keys.
Yes, because his name's Orlovsky.
I know what his name is. Either way, it's terrible.
Well, look. I'm not saying it's great, but mine's better than Shannon's, going to Orlovsky's Keys.
I mean,
it'd actually be his name.
It's not bad playing off his name a little bit. Gives us something to make fun of him about since he's one of your dudes.
Yeah.
Does the best Matt Jones impersonation of anybody.
You really think he sounds like
him? Oh, yes. Yes. That one day he did it, yeah, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's the best one I've ever heard.
Huh. All right. Who's up next?
Let's go to John.
John, go ahead, John.
Hey, Matt, giving you an 8.5 on the Brian Johnson.
Thank you very much. I'll take it.
Also, is the game in where's the game tonight? Sunday. Is it at Gonzaga's home court or a neutral floor?
It's at the Spokane Arena, so it's not neutral. It's in the town of Gonzaga. It's like, yeah, it'd be the difference of, like, they play at Memorial Coliseum, but the game's down the road at Rupp Arena.
Yeah. You said they're home floor, but I didn't know.
But, I mean, I think they have – it's their tickets. It counts as their home game.
Gotcha. Hey, what about how do you feel about our team, like you say, in these close games? We just seem more tight and feel more pressure. How much of that is Calipari and his knee-jerk substitutions?
Well, it's a great question. It's a great question. I appreciate the call. It's actually something I want to deal with that, and it's going to take longer than 30 seconds. So let me do that after the break. Don Franklin Auto. We were just there the other day. Great people down at Don Franklin Nissan in Somerset. There's one near you. 24 locations. Six of them are in Somerset. They're ready for you in Somerset, but they're also ready for you all over the state. Go to DonFranklinAuto.com. Franklin Fast Pass. Go there. Pick the car you want, the options you want, the accessories you want, the people you want, and they'll deliver them right to your to the store closest to you. It's DonFranklinAuto.com. Why would you buy a car from anywhere but Don Franklin?
Good people. Good peoples.
It's very good people.
Good people.
That's right. We'll take a break and be right back here at KS Bar. It's Kentucky Sports Radio. Why, man, great not to be the band break. Why, man, great not to be the band break.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Same DNA test.
You did. What did yours come out?
100% that guy.
That guy.
502-571-1080. Here at KS Bar, come on out and have lunch. Let me tell you what's happening here today. A lot going on.
Yeah.
Pre-game show for South Carolina State's at 4:30. During the pre-game show, I'm going to give away $500 from Day Chase.
Nice.
That's number one.
That's number one.
Number two, halftime of the game, Chris Rodriguez is going to come in here and draw out the winner of the raffle to have dinner with him and Dane Key.
At Jeff Ruby's.
And he's going to give away, if you're in the raffle and you win, not only will you win, and you're here tonight, not only will you get that, he'll give you low arena tickets to a UK game.
Nice. Wow.
If you're not in the raffle and you're here and the winner isn't here, he'll give it away to somebody here.
Somebody has to be here. Yeah.
But if you want to do the raffle, CommonwealthCauses.org. It's a part of the NIL piece. It's $100 for that raffle. Dinner for four at Jeff Ruby's with Dane Key and Chris Rodriguez. There are other ones, though. There are raffles as cheap as $2. For those of you that have said, I want to contribute and be part of this NIL stuff, but, like, I don't have that huge amount of money yet, go look at some of these raffles. There's some as low as $2 right now. The main one's $100. If you want to be in Dane Key, Chris Rodriguez raffle, though, you need to do it by 7 o'clock tonight because Rodriguez is going to be here. So if you come watch the game here tonight, you'll get to meet Chris Rodriguez.
That's cool.
Then Packers and Titans are playing.
That's a good game.
At the end of the UK-South Carolina State game, $500 drawing from the heavy hitter.
It's a lot of money you're giving away
so
tonight.
So today, at this bar, between 4:30 and 9, I'm giving away $1,000. Dinner with Dane Key and Chris Rodriguez, although you have to register for that, and low arena tickets to a UK game. So if you're not coming to watch the games tonight, and Packers-Titans, it should be Drew versus Shannon, but Drew went and got married, and so he's gone. But a lot going on tonight. Should be very exciting.
Very exciting.
There were a lot of Georgia fans here last night.
Already?
Yes.
Wow.
We probably had 30 or 40 Georgia fans, and I bet there'll be more tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Because you remember that LSU year, last year, this place for Thursday night football was like 90% LSU fans.
Wow.
But hopefully tonight, with Kentucky playing and all that we're giving away, there'll be a lot of – I don't want to give $500 away to a Georgia fan tonight.
No.
So I hopefully we'll make that happen.
Well, you know, usually when Georgia plays here, it's usually in October, and they just pack the town, go to Keeneland, go to the game. So if they're already in here now
I'm told to expect a lot of Georgia fans Saturday, in part because we did this thing. I don't know the details, so I'm not going to rant about it because I don't know the details. But I'm told we did something this year that basically allowed a consignment service to sell are tickets that weren't used, and they sold them all to Georgia people.
Oh, wow.
So even though the game was known as sold out, like 4,000 or 5,000 of the tickets went to this consignment service that then sold them all to Georgia people.
Oh, I see. A little disconcerting.
So we might have a lot more Georgia fans than you think there Saturday.
What do you think about the Kentucky fans?
I think if you have tickets, you'll be there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, it's the number one team in the country. How are you not going to go?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really glad we're not playing Tennessee Martin this week. Because if we were, nobody would be there.
Yeah.
But because it's Georgia and because next week's Louisville, I think you'll get crowds for both of them.
I haven't looked ahead at the weather. I hope the weather will cooperate a little better than it did last week for the Vandy
game. I think it's supposed to be better than that.
Good.
What was the guy's question I said I would talk about when we came back?
Brian's going to get it.
Well, I know it was Cal, but what about Cal? No, he said, do we look scared? That's what it was. I think one of the great things about Cal over the years is that the players have played really loose. I do think that's been different the last few years. I do think we have looked tense at the end of games. I definitely thought that against St. Peter's. I mean, I think the whole team looked like they were about to explode. I saw a little bit of that Tuesday night. Not Sevier Wheeler. So even though, like, we don't want him to have – he at least wasn't nervous. I thought Cason Wallace looked scared.
Remember that one? He's like a really lazy pass he made.
I thought C.J. Frederick looked scared.
C.J.
I thought those guys looked like they didn't want to shoot. What was interesting is Sevier Wheeler and Lance Ware, they didn't look like they didn't want to shoot. They were fine shooting. But some of the guys we need shooting, I did think they looked tense a little bit. I did think they looked – you know, you go back to the – again, Wall, Brandon Knight looked like he loved the end of games.
Yeah.
Remember, he missed all those shots during the regular season in games and then made them in the tournament,
yep.
Right? I felt like the last couple of years, the guys have looked a little tense. And even though I don't think Wheeler looked tense at the end of the game or Oscar, I did think that that Wallace and Frederick and even Collins and Toppin, I did think they looked a little tense at the end of the game.
Well, Kaysen especially. He missed the two free throws there late in the regulation, made the one really bad pass that led to an open layup on the other end. And like, I think that was maybe the first overtime. Might have been the second overtime.
Can I give you a bad stat?
Yeah.
Would you like to know our record in the last 30 times in non-conference games in basketball where we've played a Power 5 opponent?
Is it going to be bad?
Shannon?
He just said, I know it's going to be bad. You want me to take a guess? 30 games?
30 games. What do you think our record is in the last? Now, this goes over about 6 years. In our last 30 times playing a non-conference Power 5 opponent.
17 and 13.
I'm going to say we have a losing record. I'll say like 10 and 20.
11 and 19.
Oof. Yeah.
11 and 19. We are Kentucky. And 11 and 19 in our last 30 non-conference Power 5 games.
What are we in the Champions Classic? Like
one and five.
1 and 5.
But 11 and 19. I mean, that's terrible.
You're Kentucky, man. You should be better than that.
I almost thought that can't be the case when I saw it, but it is. 11 and 19, the last 30. Who's next?
Paul in Minnesota.
How are you?
Oh, not good after hearing that stat. Good grief. That's bad. We is Kentucky. We need to do better than that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm praying for Buffalo, not only for the snow, but for that loss they took against my Minnesota Vikings.
That was one of the best football games I've ever
watched. That game was unbelievable.
It was absolutely crazy. You know, Josh Allen fumbles and you know, they hold him four straight plays, goal line stand.
Yeah.
Then they fumble it on the one. Then they come back and go to overtime with it. It was absolutely an awesome game.
It absolutely was. If you haven't heard the play-by-play announcer on the radio that does it for the Vikings, his name is Paul Allen. It is remarkable. He's the best in the business. Also, Jim Brewer. I was walking into an Applebee's up here in Roseville, Minnesota one day, and I heard some goat sound happening from the bar. And I was like, what the heck? Oh, there's Jim Brewer. Remember Goat Boy was one of his big things?
Okay,
on
so
Saturday
you're telling
Night
me
Live.
My man just goes to eat at Applebee's and does Goat Boy while he's sitting at the bar?
Yeah.
Like, that seems weird to me. Why wouldn't he just eat his flaming fajitas and be happy?
but guess what? How come he sits at the bar, does his Goat Boy for a few minutes, and then as he's leaving, him and two beautiful women hop into his little tiny Porsche.
I'm much more surprised that he would. I'm much more surprised that he would do the goat boy at, just like when he's hanging out.
Could have been there at happy hour. Yeah, this is only like $2.
Yeah, I'm sure people always say, "Hey man, can you do goat boy?"
I would tell everybody to go if they asked me to do goat boy. But listen, well, I appreciate the call.
I want to hear Matt's goat boy.
One point, remember one thing.
Did he ask for you to do goat boy?
I don't even know what that is. I'm not a Jim Brewer fan.
Yeah.
I was one of the very first people to have Sirius XM satellite radios before they were with XM, before Howard Stern came. And back then, they had music. They didn't have a lot of like talk options. And there were like two shows, both of which were dreadful, that were on every day. One of them was Jim Brewer. Yeah. He had a daily show. It was awful. And one of them was all the fat guys from The Sopranos.
Now that might have been interesting.
Yeah, but a lot of it was them just going, "Oh, pasta." And then they'd all laugh. And they did it every day. Both of those are great. Yeah. We'll take a break. Be right back here at KS Bar. Come back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.